Thank you and good afternoon. This afternoon, the Humboldt County Coroner's Office identified 26-year-old Wisconsin resident Joshua Deo as the man who was found dead in the Eel River on Tuesday. Deputies responded to Bear Canyon Bridge near Garberville and recovered Deo's body in the late afternoon. The circumstances leading to his death, or how he ended up in the water, is unknown at this time, and a death investigation has been opened. An autopsy on Deo's body has been scheduled for Saturday. The Explosive Ordnance Unit with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office assisted Mendocino County deputies in neutralizing a grenade that was found at a residence in Fort Bragg. The person living at the residence in the 31,000 block of Thomas Lane inherited boxes of personal items belonging to a deceased relative, and two grenades were located while searching through World War II memorabilia. One of the grenades was inactive, however the second grenade was armed with a fuse. Mendocino County deputies then arrived on scene and evacuated the immediate area. The Humboldt County Explosive Ordnance Unit arrived and took the grenade to a safe place on the property, and it was subsequently destroyed. The city of Arcata is now taking bids from contractors for the Humboldt Bay Trail North project, which would build a walking and biking trail along the Highway 101 corridor from Samoa Boulevard to the Brainerd Slough. The trail project is now in its second phase, which means the trail will connect to the Phase 1 part of the project from Larson Park to Samoa. There will be a mandatory pre-bid meeting for contractors on September 14th, and for more information, you can contact city officials. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office has now completed its investigation into the death of Brian Hammond, who was found dead at a remote address on Walker Lake Road in Willits earlier this month. Hammond's body was initially located by law enforcement on August 1st, and at the time, no suspects had been located or identified. However, the investigation eventually led law enforcement to Hammond's brother, Sean Hammond. At that same time, Sean barricaded himself in his home following a domestic violence incident with his girlfriend. This incident led to an 8-hour standoff with the Mendocino SWAT team before he eventually surrendered and was transported to county jail. Following several interviews with Sean in the last few weeks, the district attorney's office filed charges of felonious hit and run, which caused the death of Brian Hammond. Two men were taken into custody yesterday afternoon after meth was located in their vehicle following a crash in the co-op parking lot in Eureka. There was an immediate response by law enforcement after the crash happened, however, as it happened right in front of Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills and a detective sergeant who were at the co-op on a lunch break. Chief Mills and officers located a little more than 7 pounds of meth that was visible in the vehicle, and the two men were arrested and taken into custody. While no serious injuries were reported in the crash, one of the victims was taken to the hospital for complaints of pain. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. More than 1,500 personnel continue to battle the growing Gap wildfire, which only stands at 10% containment since it ignited over the weekend. With fire activity peaking overnight, the blaze has now grown to 17,000 acres as it burns through heavy fuel loads east of Happy Camp. There are no mandatory evacuations, although advisories have been issued, and those traveling on Highway 96 can expect one-way controlled traffic near Horse Creek. A closure order has been issued for surrounding areas near the Gap fire. Meanwhile, the Tolley Fire burning northwest of Wichpeck is at 95% containment. The fire ignited last Monday and has burned 600 acres of land off of Highway 196 near Martins Ferry Road, destroying three structures in the process. To the north in Oregon, the Gold Canyon Fire burning just south of Selma remains under control as crews spent yesterday strengthening the fire perimeter. The blaze ignited Tuesday night and has burned 120 acres of land and stands at 30% containment. All evacuation orders in surrounding areas were reduced yesterday afternoon to level 1, which is only an advisory. Senate Bill 450, which would change the way elections are conducted in the state, now heads to the governor's desk for a decision. The bill, authored by Senator Ben Allen, would allow voters to cast their vote in person at a vote center 10 days prior to an election, including two weekends. Voters would also receive a ballot that can be returned by mail or dropped off at any voting center. The bill is modeled after Colorado, which instituted a vote center system, and since its implementation, Colorado's voter turnout ranks third amongst all states. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.